President Trump destroyed the White House Rose Garden put in by Jackie Kennedy. Why? Because he could, and he wanted to build an area where the elite in charge could wine and dine on the taxpayer dollar. His first event for that patio was for the tech elite, but it had to be moved inside because of rain. Take a look at who's not at that table.
Well, thanks for hosting us. I mean, this is quite a group to get together.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor to work here at the White House and to work for you.
Very grateful for your administration support.
We look forward to working together, and thanks for your leadership.
We're so grateful for that support.
Thank you so much, obviously, for bringing us all together. And the policies that you have put in place, thank you very much. And also, I wanted to thank Madam First Lady for hosting.
I want to thank you for including me this evening. It's incredible to be among everyone here, particularly you and the First Lady. I also want to thank you for helping American companies around the world. I want to thank the First Lady for focusing on education.
First of all, to echo the comments of Tim and others, thank you so much for getting us all together. And thank you for being such a pro-business, pro-innovation president.
Thank you. Thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank you for incredible leadership, including getting this group together.
Thank you, Bill. That's very nice.
That's right. Any normal person, those pesky peasants, the serfs. If you don't have a seat at the table, do you think that your interests are represented? I don't. And it's quite ironic how the White House is referred to as the people's house, when in reality it's merely a haven for oligarchs. But a little rain wasn't going to hamper Trump and his new patio. He had a redo, and he invited Republican lawmakers to attend the Rose Garden Club's first event. It was attended by every bootlicking, brown-nosed, and nepo baby piece of shit you can imagine. It's a glorified country club for creeps. Gavin Newsom aptly named it Predator Patio, but beyond the obvious cringy nature of this event, why isn't anyone screaming, "I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore"? When Trump first came into office, he was so doge. But how is any of this about government efficiency? He cuts social programs while building a patio for his elite friends to party on? And this is one of his smaller projects, as Trump has already announced plans to build an enormous $200 million ballroom for official receptions, making it one of the biggest projects at the White House in more than a century. See how much fun wasting money can be when it's done on important things like ballrooms and patios instead of feeding the peasants? Now, I ain't no socialist, but old Bernie Sanders got a point with his little oligarchy tour thing he's got going on. Maybe it's just me, but when I see leaders flexing wealth and lavish parties, I'm reminded of people like Nero, who tried to build the Golden House, a palace that would have encompassed nearly a third of Rome. He partied hard, and with the worst of the worst. He was described as being, quote, corrupted by every lust, natural and unnatural. Taking a look at this creepy Trump crowd and knowing they're all doing their very best to protect Epstein's client list, you might say they share the same unnatural lust. I also think of Queen Marie Antoinette, who had extravagant taste in clothing, shoes, wigs, jewelry, and real estate. Meanwhile, her country was going down financially. She was so well known for her greed and decadence, the legend has it, when informed about the peasants and how they couldn't afford bread, she said, "Let them eat cake." Now think back. Did you see the menu at that Rose Garden Club? New York strip steak. It's right there. Who in the f*** in this economy can afford that? You know what that costs? Well, let's take a walk, about a mile walk from the White House to Ruth Chris Steakhouse. Their 16-ounce New York strip steak will set you back $63. Yeah, that's not really on the menu for most Americans right now. So how bad is wealth inequality in America? Well, in 1982, the average member of the Forbes 400 had a net worth of $730 million. Just last year, rich Americans needed a net worth of at least $3.3 billion to even enter the Forbes 400 list. The average member held a net worth of over $13 billion. That's nearly 18 times the 1982 average after adjusting for inflation. Last year, the top 19 super wealthy U.S. families grew $1 trillion richer. The top 1% own half the stock market. The richest American in 2023 was worth 38 times as much as the richest American in 1982. The richest 5% of Americans own two-thirds of all wealth. The richest 1% own less than 5% of the debt. And of course, as the rich get richer, they gobble up the government. Billionaire political spending has skyrocketed. They were coughing up less than $100 million in the year 2000. Fast forward to 2024, and they were spending more than $2.5 billion on political campaigns. The rich have paid for America, and now they're breaking it, as the top 0.1% have eclipsed the bottom 40% in household wealth. Meanwhile, the cost of everything is going up, from medical physician services to dental services to eye care and prescription drugs, all of which have gone up from 5 to 20%. The cost of food has been on a steady increase since 2022, rising more than 17%. Let's not forget about the housing crisis, as experts are saying that home affordability may reach normal by the year 2030. And gas has remained over $3 a gallon for several years. But rest assured, the politicians partying on the Rose Garden patio have it all under control, and the tech billionaires dining with the First Lady and Trump definitely care about whether you can afford your groceries. Thomas Jefferson firmly believed that in this new republic called America, that, quote, rank and birth and tinsel aristocracy will finally shrink into insignificance. Unfortunately, it seems that his friend and rival, John Adams, had a better take on the matter. He noted, quote, in every society known to man, an aristocracy has risen up in the course of time. And that's where we are today. Never forget the smiling clowns showed up to this dinner for creeps. They are the new aristocracy. Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.